TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
This is life and death.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, it is crossover time and it's a Friday, so we are sponsored by Atco Pest Control. Also means coming up in 10 minutes, the What's Bugging You segment, but it's crossover time.
The fellas,
welcome in Willard and Dibs.
On a Friday. I'm going to be quiet. You guys missed this dude for 2 days. I'll let y'all go.
I hate when you do that.
I'm in the corner like Westbrook.
No, I forget. I always forget. I forget. Now I got to find something that's bugging me.
I know.
Which bugs me. It bugs me.
I got to find something.
I want to be in a positive state of mind. And now I got to think about stuff that bugs me while you guys talk.
Yeah, I got to take it.
Your lives are that good. You don't have something just right off the tip.
Pretty good.
Always something.
Life's pretty good.
Well, a lot of the things that are bugging me are individuals, and it's better that I don't these people. So you try to find something that's not attached to a human being, because that can get sticky.
You do? I'm coming. I got one today.
Well, it just depends on
it's the boss.
Oh, that's low-hanging fruit.
Well, I just ripped him.
It's not.
Coming off of 2 days off and a trip to New Orleans?
It's got nothing to do with me. And I took no days off from New Orleans.
Bill Belichick.
It has what he did this morning to one of our favorite salespeople. Oh, you might not have been here.
Oh, I wasn't here. What did I miss? He told him to...
One of the things...
I've seen him do it before.
I
was uncomfortable.
Save it till two.
I'll just set it up this way. I believe great coaches know how to treat everybody a little differently. You can't just treat everybody the same.
That's incredible.
And the way he coached somebody morning, I thought was just...
I've seen it before.
He misread the room.
It was just us three. I wanted to talk to him like, I think you went a little hard.
He coached a salesperson? He's not their coach.
I know, Mark.
He's our coach.
It was troubling.
He's not their coach.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
He volunteered, Mark.
That's what made it even more tangible.
You ever think that Saleh just busts into the running back room and goes, this is how we're doing it this weekend?
Well, it was like...
You're not our coach.
Okay, but it was more like, what would it be like? A PR guy goes... Trying to go out into the field, and Kyle goes, what do you do? Get out of here. To like a PR guy or something.
I had that happen to me one time in the minor leagues. Quick story, but it was just stuck with me forever because it intimidated the hell out of me. There was a guy, real, real rough around the edges type of a coach, old school
bleepity bleep kind of a guy when I first started broadcasting Boise Hawks Angels organization, single A.
Okay, single A.
Do you guys remember a first baseman named Casey Kochman?
Yep.
Do you remember him?
Yep.
I do,
It
yeah.
was his dad. His dad's name was Tom Kochman.
Okay.
And he was a hard ass, all right? First year as the second broadcaster. So my job at the end of the game was to go down to the dugout to do the on-field interview as soon as the game ended.
Let's go.
But what I hadn't thought out early in my first season was that sometimes when you think the game's about to end, the team doesn't want the game to end because they're losing. So when you walk into the dugout, it signifies to them you can't come back. I'm assuming here in this ninth inning that you're not going to score. And so it's summer in Idaho. We wore flip-flops and shorts. We're on the radio. So I just come bebopping down in the top of the ninth. I think they're down by two runs. And I just flip open the dugout door and walk right by them, plop my butt on the bench as if I owned the damn place. But I didn't. It wasn't. I just didn't know.
Man, oh,
walk
man.
Walk right by him and sat down. He does one of those slow old cowboy looks. Looks over his left shoulder. He goes, "What the bleep are you doing in here?"
Oh, boy.
And
I can hear him.
The ninth inning. And, you know, get just in case I need to be here, get your ass up into the stands.
Wow.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
What a tool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it happens
Sorry.
Lesson learned. And,
man.
Yeah, lesson was learned.
I will not
never did that
try
again.
One up that, but you reminded me of my moment. Bobby Fitz, Bob Fitzgerald.
The man.
He used to do the San Jose Sabercats. And, touchdown, Sabercats. But he, at times, would have Warriors conflicts in March and April. And so during those times, your boy, for a couple years, would get the call.
Look at him.
So we're traveling on the bus in Philly, and all the three stadiums are right near each other now, right, Steiny? Yeah. And there's a bridge, as I recall, that you go over, and we're going over the bridge, and the team rule was no talking on the bus. You just don't talk on the bus. Darren Arbett is in seat 1A. I'm in about 6B.
Oh, I'd be in trouble, yeah.
Your boy was in trouble. Because I'm like, hey, Marty, how you guys doing? Hey, Leon, what's going on?
Beepity-boppity-boo.
All of a sudden, he turns around, and Coach looks at me, and I don't pick up the nonverbal, and he goes, shut the front door!
Dude, that is dibs.
I went, and a couple guys in the team are like trying not to laugh, and they're looking at me like, you idiot, you dumb rook. You knew the rule. And I'm like,
that was
hey.
A quick lesson. Yeah. You knew,
oh,
though.
Boy. God. We flew in from San Jose. Boy, am I homestead.
Wow.
Waka, waka, waka. Your boy.
That was a want to get away moment.
Dude,
yeah.
Shut the front door. And
big
I was
time.
Like,
I love that.
Okay, coach.
Want to get away?
Totally. Anyway.
Wow.
Got him.
Those are always fun stories when, like, you're a media person and somebody kind of puts you in your place.
Totally.
Or there's a conflict. Because they are always overblown, too.
Right.
Like, I'm sure Arbett wouldn't remember that if you told him at this point.
No.
But it's something you'll never forget.
And the thing about Coach Arbett, if you know him, and I think you might, he, as a, like, hey, Darren, how are you? Dibs, good to see you. How's the family? Could not be nicer. But when he gets into coach mode, oh, baby, he's one of these football coaches now. And I think all of them are like that.
Well,
where
I love that you said mode.
Like Shanahan. He's probably a swell guy.
I ran upstairs after this whole thing was over, right? And the guy my partner who'd been there for a few years, I'm like, what do? Like, I got to go find him after the game and apologize. He goes, no, you don't. Don't say a freaking word. Just don't do it again.
Nope, it's over.
Like,
yep.
He's not. He doesn't hate you.
Sorry.
Just don't. Yeah, like, don't just. It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
You take it.
We got another game tomorrow night.
You take the L, and you don't take a second L by, Skip, I just wanted to come in and apologize.
He'd be like, get out of my office.
It really, exactly.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
But in fairness, he probably caught you at a young age where you in that same position 6 years later, maybe you do go say something to him.
Maybe if I was in a different, like a different sort of position in the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's almost like going to apologize makes it feel like you think that you are on his top 20 priority list. Mm. You're not.
Yep. And there you go.
You don't just
wisdom.
In that moment, get the hell out of the dugout.
That's it.
You ticked me off. Go away.
You ain't that important.
No.
No.
Wow.
We move on. It happens.
You know, when you were talking about like the old school guy, the manager, guy who, I don't know if you've seen, this guy's on a lot of TikToks and reels, Wally Backman.
Oh, yeah, former Met.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Clearly, he's coaching in the minor league somewhere, he is an unbelievable RA.
Oh, really?
I mean, he is brutal. There's one of him. He goes up. One of the student announcers said something, and somebody else heard it, and Backman goes up after the game and just eviscerates this college student. And I was just like, what? I don't like when big boys come down little boys' roads. You know what I mean?
There's another case that you,
I agree with that.
They're bullies.
Yeah.
When there was a college coach, it was Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski did it to a kid at Duke.
Yeah.
Coach K.
He said, but that was even like a little more good natured. He was saying, What's your major?
Oh, I remember that.
I do remember that.
That was a team. Yeah.
And I think what he was saying is, okay, so you're an economics major. So, and then he made some parallel to basketball. But what do we think about the 50th anniversary of the Warriors championship?
We had Rick Barry on.
I think it's amazing. And I'd like to pretend with the audience and say I remember it. I was 7. I don't remember it. But having gotten to know Rick Barry not really well over the years. I've interviewed him probably 30 times, and I worked with him at a former radio station, and, you know, he used to show up with a fanny pack on, and famously, he was, he took a shower during a break. He was doing the show remotely from Colorado with a friend of the station, Rod Brooks, and Rick didn't turn his mic off, and so he all
Come
of a sudden,
on, Dibs.
You hear it in the background, and then you hear,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your best buys are always at Fry's. Guaranteed. Shh. The man was in the shower during the break. So
that I did
every
not.
Every time the anniversary comes up, Al Idols, Clifford Ray, those are heroes of my childhood.
Man.
Rick Barry, who is an unbelievably phenomenal athlete and a unique guy. So, yeah, when this comes around, it gives me warm feelings of childhood and also my first job in radio.
They got a doc coming out to cap, because Rick was basically saying that team doesn't get enough credit for coming out of nowhere. I think they were scheduled to win 20 games, go to the NBA Finals sweep, but it's at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yep.
And I can't, he hadn't seen it yet, but I can't wait to see it.
Real quick, COVID radio, what's the most you did during a commercial break?
I mean,
COVID radio, what? How far did you push those commercial breaks?
Number two for me. Number two. That's far
I
as
mean,
I went.
Steiny Guru and Dibs. Dude. Every break, I would do a chore. I had the vacuum out.
Oh, wow.
Do a rack of dishes. Yeah. Because
I try to cook dinner sometimes. Yeah. Like, I finally, when the kids got old enough on this Fox Sunday show, I'm like, y'all cook dinner on Sunday nights. This is how, and you guys are going to learn how to cook because I can't do this anymore because I'm running up and down the stairs trying to cook dinner during the commercial breaks. But go back to COVID. I did record a short interview one time before the show, and during the show, I left and went and picked up my kid from soccer.
Now that you MacGyver for real.
I got back in time. Did it. Nailed it.
Wow. All right, what you got, Snidey?
2020.
Must have been Sean Estes with the long answers.
I love Sean. He was on every night, I think, back then.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Hey, spiders, let me tell you something about spiders. They do not wait for an invitation. They move in when the weather changes. Before long, webs start showing up in corners and windows, and their numbers grow fast. ATCO Pest Control removes them and keeps them from coming back. Reclaim your space right now. Go to atcopestcontrol.com. ATCO Pest Control, keeping your home pest-free this fall. Mention you heard ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment and get 10% off any insect treatment this month.
Not trying to creep you out, but I'm just asking you, Steiny, in the room, if you've ever seen this where you see a spider web and you look and all of a sudden you see the big spider and you see about 93 little spiders that have just hatched.
No,
I have not seen that.
I've never seen that.
Ooh.
I mean, because you know that that's how it's a procreation sensation is what it is. And so spiders can sometimes multiply quickly and you look over, it's like, that's a whole community
and
right
there.
You
see all of them?
Yeah.
I've never saw that.
Wait, get the
I've
vacuum.
Never seen that.
Two sprays.
It's a vacuum.
What's the, Raid?
Yeah.
Super duper.
Sure. Super duper.
Knocks him out.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, what's bugging you, Steiny? You wanna go ahead and bury the boss on a payday Friday?
I don't want to bury him.
Uh-oh,
I just
feet.
I don't know, it's just bugging me a little bit what happened earlier today. And Fridays are usually, usually pretty mellow and there's none of the sales team is in, or very few. It's a skeleton crew, as they say. And there's a young salesperson here. I'm just gonna say his first name. His name's Ryan. Relatively new, maybe been here 4 to 6 months. Seems a lot longer, but he's only been here 4 to 6 months. And Ryan asked me while I was preparing, he said, Steiny, do you mind if I turn the radio on? Because I have a thing, I want to hear something I sold. And I said, of course. Yeah, sure, put the radio on. He said, thank you. And I said, okay, what about my business? And then it got time for the segment to air, and Ryan wasn't sure whether it was coming on or not. So Ryan, nice guy, walks into the producer studio and starts to open the door, and he goes, whoa, what are you doing? And Ryan said, well, I just want to, check if the, no, you don't go in there, not during a show. And Ryan's like, well, I just wanted to, no salespeople in that. And I just thought it was pretty harsh. I just thought it was a little bit harsh. You got it. Rookies are different than veterans. It wasn't Kenny Wardell. Kenny Wardell, and maybe you wouldn't have to tell Kenny Wardell because he's a veteran.
He would know better, yeah.
But I don't know. I believe it or not, I would have let him go in, talk to Lubman, then come out, situation diffused, and then say, hey, buddy, by the way, great 6-month run here. Any chance? Hey, but sometimes those guys get overwhelmed in there, and they don't have big attention spans, so I'm really worried about them.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a little heavy.
Okay. But
before Matt rebuts, because he's now in the room.
Arms folded.
Can I just say,
being chewed angrily.
You inspired me, because a minute ago I said, I don't have anything for what's bugging you.
Yeah.
Now I do. In the position that we're in as show hosts, I hope everyone understands the dynamic, because you're talking about the sales community that's out there.
Yeah.
They kind of have their space. Right? We have a cluster here. There's other radio stations, personalities on those shows. My partner actually happens to be the best in this whole staff of getting to know all of those people. I hate that sometimes, though, because it makes me feel like we think that we're big shots. Because sometimes they know our names better than we know theirs. Steiny, his name's Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Ryan has been working here for years.
Years.
But Dylan, Dylan is the person that you're trying to stick up for. First order of business, Dylan. Learn his name.
No, Dylan.
Yeah.
You said so Ryan. it's too harsh to do what I did, but it's not harsh enough to not know the guy's name.
I know the guy's name.
So if you're going to do it, let's get the guy's name right.
Okay, what's his name?
Dylan Steinberg. That's one.
Number two,
I'm going to ask you one question.
Are you sure it's not Sternberg?
No, Steinberg.
That's Andrew Sternberg.
Ryan Sternberg.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Will he ever, ever touch that door again? Just answer the question.
Probably not.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Nahigian.
And he got his name wrong.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mark.
Way to
go. Yeah. Look. It's kind of like how I never walked by that manager in the dugout ever again.
That's right. Yeah. I never spoke on the bus
again.
Learned
my damn lesson.
That's
my
darn sure. Yep.
So, oh, man.
That's bad.
But your heart was in the right place. You just got to
stick up for
you. Yeah, you did.
See, I just.
Yeah. And they do call him Steiny. He said where he's from, they call him Steiny.
Yeah, 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 they do.
That's already taken here.
Yeah.
So,
but we'll call him Ryan.
Hopefully,
from now on.
Hopefully, the big thing that comes out of this whole last 5 minutes is people realize the kind of team player I am, the kind of veteran I am, nurturing a salesperson here who's only been here 6 months, who's having trouble navigating the ropes. But you know what? I'll have him over to my wine cellar, and then people can talk about me like they talk about Jimmy Butler and Kuminga.
Well,
there you go.
Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When did you know? I was like, what's Mark
right
doing?
Right away. Okay.
Yeah.
The second he said that Ryan has been working here for
the...
4 to 6 months, I'm like, Ryan Crawford's been here. I think
that just shows how new he is.
Yeah. Like, Anyway, there is a Ryan. He'd been around the block.
Yeah. He's been in the market for probably 23 years.
Go ahead, Dibs.
What's bugging me is people who send their kid to school sick because, you know, we got a little situation with the preschool. Shout out to Outlet Room, 13 kids. And you see little Timmy, and that's not his real name, and I'm doing it for effect because HIPAA laws. But little Timmy comes in with a double-barreled green booger situation, and it's like, you know, countdown to when my kid gets sick, 3, 2, 1. Next thing you know, she's coughing and she's going double barrel. And now we got to scramble for childcare. It's okay to keep your kid home when they're sick because when you show up sick, and I do want to applaud Steiny for staying home
2 days.
If he wasn't well, then you stay home because, you know, you're just going to get your friends and coworkers sick. And so that's what's bugging me, Goo.
No, I hear you. It's real. And mine is the, and I need your guys' help, the aging process. So I'm balling Saturday, full court, 24-hour fitness, about to be a grandfather, early 50s, hairline, I still think on point. Yep. And I see some of the young guys are like, I'm 27, hair missing everywhere. I'm like, I'm not happy, but I'm like, okay, I'm hanging in there.
I felt personal.
So I balled. I did good. And I'm leaving the gym, putting on my Crocs. And the dude says, good game, Unc. And I don't know why Unc is bothering me. How do they know? Because I was balling, hairline on point. Now, I got to say this. I don't want to come across vain. I bought my first pair of tweezers. I'm seeing some grays pop up. And they're pop up, but I can get them. I'm like, I'm fighting the fight. But today, I'm dressed to a T. I feel good.
You look good.
Had my dress socks on and threw them across the room and said, the young people are wearing no socks. So today, for the first time, I'm in my whole kit in a suit with no socks. But why to try to hang on to youth? Dibs, I need some help, man.
They do have a thing that's called no socks. It's like a no-show sock.
Oh, it's bothering me.
You're still wearing a sock, but nobody can see it in case you want to go that route. But the other thing is, and Steiny, I don't know if you even know this because you're barely gray, but when you pull one gray,
my wife
two
said,
come back. So then you pull
true?
The two, and the two become four. Is that true,
or is that just a,
I've heard that.
You had a tale.
Asking a guy with no hair. So
right, so how the hell would you know?
It's an old wives' tale.
Yeah, okay. I would be all white. I ain't all white yet, but
yeah,
just why did he say, I know it's a privilege.
It's a term of endearment is what it is.
I want you to be so.
Like I was hooping. What you mean,
I want you to be so comfortable in your own skin.
Will and I am.
Just ask yourself, do I want to wear socks?
And then
I threw the socks away.
Yeah.
Like I said,
Do you want socks on right now?
Yeah,
no socks on, baby.
I would prefer them.
Then you got to wear the socks.
I said no.
You don't try to do it for anyone else.
How do they know I'm not part of their regime? They know. They just know.
They know, but they don't know. I was at CVS with my lovely 3-year-old daughter, and we're waiting to pick up a prescription for her because that kid got her sick.
Oh.
And the lady goes, "Are you the dad or are you the grandpa?"
Oh.
And I turned to her and I said, "I'm both. I'm the grandpa daddy." And she didn't really get the bit. But I said, "Yeah, I'm her dad."
Not a listener.
And,
oh, you get it. Oh,
right. And, you know, I'm older than you, but still, it's like this lady didn't have the class, the couth, Steiny, to just bubble her thoughts. Instead, am I the grandpa or the daddy?
I
should have asked her, do you remember President Coolidge?
Why chat up?
Did you date Herbert Hoover?
I'm
the responsible party.
Thank you.
That's all you need to
know.
Right.
Yeah. Anyhow, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
You look great.
No Jalen Brown, all natural juices and berries.
Like, you look good, but you don't look 20.
But no, I know that.
All right.
But I was balling. Blocking your shot and you calling me young?
Well,
just say I was playing good.
Has anyone ever said that you have old man strength?
Well, I do. That's my claim to fame. Yeah. Anyway,
It's an honor to be called Unk.
And that's what I know.
Somebody's calling you Unk because they know you're older, but they're giving you the respect of, you know, nice game, Unk.
Yeah, I'm wearing the new shoes.
That's one
my
way
son
to look
got
at
me
it.
The Ja Morants. I'm out there, the red Jaws.
It's my nickname for my two nieces and my nephew has always been Unk.
Okay.
But my oldest niece is 25 and she's been calling me that since she could talk. So it was at that time, it was just because as a baby, that's how she pronounced Mark.
I do wonder real quick, next year a grandfather, how many grandfathers honestly are still running full court? Can't be that many.
Well, I'm sure a lot.
Not a lot.
That's all I'm taking solace in that, man.
I just depends on how quickly you can become a grandfather. Because there's some grandpas out there that are 36.
Well,
I'm sure they're running full.
Well, you're right. The traditional.
We have a coworker who will remain nameless who I believe his mother is 13 or 14 years older than he is. So
one of the best humans on the planet, too.
Without a doubt. Yep. So there are situations where you can be an early grandpa,
but I feel young.
If I have to wait till my daughter to be a grandpa, I might be 100.
That's all that matters then.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about it.
I ain't worried about it. Just like, what you mean, Unk?
You better wear socks tomorrow.
It's cold, too. I'm out here cold.
I see you at 24-Hour Fitness with no socks on under your kicks.
And as you make it to your seat tonight in your great outfit and no socks, just make sure you use the handrail just in case. Just in case, Mark.
Would it make you feel better? I fell down playing golf this morning.
Now, damn, I hadn't had that.
How about that?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Was that to your age or you just
no, it's just because it's wet. It's wet out on the cart path, and we were walking downhill, and my feet just flew off from underneath me.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Where'd you land?
On my hip.
Oh.
I was fine.
Who were you playing with?
My son.
Did he say,
he thought it was
careful,
hilarious.
Unk.
No, he just went, like.
Yeah, I was trying to feel better.
You all right, old man?
Yeah.
I think there's two kinds of people, the kind that laugh at somebody when they fall, and the other kind that say, are you all right?
There's no in between.
I don't think you fell that day at Metro when you got absolutely soaked.
What, are you kidding?
I thought you just hit a puddle and you got splattered. No,
dude,
it was
like
a slip and fall.
Cockroach on its back.
Yeah.
I couldn't, and I had the bag still on.
Yeah,
it was a nightmare.
That's the worst.
It was a nightmare.
First words out of my mouth after the cuss words because, ouch.
Yeah.
I said to my son, I'm like, will you get this bag off of me? I'm like all twisted up like a pretzel, and there's a golf bag on my back. I'm like, I'd like to try to get up without the bag on my back. Can you just get this off of me for a second?
You ever hear of you ever play crab soccer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like that.
Never heard
without
of that.
The ball.
I don't know what that is.
Crab soccer is when you're on your hands and your feet.
Oh.
Like you're, bark, bark, bark. You know how crabs
tell
walk?
Tell you what I'm going to do, just for Mark.
You're going to show? You're going to crab it out?
Oh, don't get
Can
hurt.
He really get down on the floor?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive, man.
And you play soccer like that?
Yeah, you kick the ball.
Why?
Because it's like a smaller game in a gym where you're not running around.
And I'm fatigued.
What was that?
That's crab soccer. I can't believe you guys have never
played. You've never heard of it?
I've heard of crab salad. It was crab soccer, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, crab salad.
Hey, have a good show. Who you got today? Anybody?
Jason LaCanfora.
All right.
Jason LaCanfora.
And another round of Higher or Lower, America's favorite game.
And you guys inspired something that we're going to do here pretty soon.
Arguing.
Well, probably. But remember you were taking calls talking about, excuses. God, the Warriors and the excuses.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse or reality? Excuse
I'm in
or
already.
Reality?
All right. Wow.
So
I can't wait.
The Warriors schedule. Excuse or reality?
I like it.
What do you think?
It's reality.
Go.
It's reality, but I'm hearing it like it's an excuse.
Okay. But if
I'm an excuse. I'm saying excuse. I'm
okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's Dibs. One of the rules.
Oh, I gotta wait for your show.
Yeah. I'll say this.
You can't split the difference.
Okay. Neither he or I agree.
Okay.
Much
well,
like you did not
right
agree.
Here. Okay.
And the disagreement's gonna rage.
Giants in on a Japanese
God.
Pitcher. Huh?
I set you up, Stan.
Yeah.
You couldn't.
Yeah, they get them.
It's November. Everybody's in on everybody.
But Bubba said it.
Yeah, he did.
I'm looking forward to this, and where it's going to rage is 95.7, the game.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.